Now you're going to hear someone talking about an incident in aviation. You will hear the recording once and you can take notes. After you have listened, I want you to tell me what you understood about the incident, giving as much information as you can. You should speak for about 1 minute. We will then discuss this type of situation together. Do you understand the instructions?
Yes, understood.
It was late evening and we were on Taxiway Echo and holding at the first intersection waiting for some VIP to cross ahead of us when the flight attendant came in and said that the passenger had seen some animals run onto the tarmac and directly underneath us. The co-pilot and I looked out of the windows, but we couldn't see anything. I asked everyone to look out on each side of the aircraft. Our passenger shouted that she saw 4 or 5 quite large animals. She said they looked like dogs or pigs, run out from under the wing on her side, the right, and going back behind us towards the helicopter pad. I reported all of this to the tower, and they said they were sending a team to check the area and advised us to hold. While we were waiting, the co-pilot opened the side window and said he could see a small group of largish animals just scampering around in the floodlights at the pad, about 150 meters behind us.
Okay. Emery, there was an aircraft taxiing to the taxiway Echo.
Mm-hmm.
Then he stopped and standing on the holding point. The door of the pilot was locked, so they couldn't see the passenger. Then they heard a woman shouting for an animal. They thought it was a dog or a pig. And they came on helicopters, and there was 15 meters behind us an animal, a quite large animal.
Okay. If you're on the flight deck in this situation, what questions do you think an air traffic controller will ask you?
I think which animal, if it's dangerous, if they have to call someone for catch him. If he's in the runway, maybe that could be a problem. If he's going to the airport, maybe, because if it's dangerous, could enter in the airport.
Okay. Have you ever heard of a similar situation?
No, I haven't. With animals, I have never seen something similar.
In your experience, what do airports do about the problems of animals around the runway?
I know that for the bird, they put some another birds to catch, to chase the other birds. It's eagle, more or less, and nothing else I know about the other animals.
Okay. What problems can animals cause inside an aircraft?
Can scare the passengers, also come into the pilot crew cabin, and it could be dangerous. If the passenger move from one side of the airplane to the other side, there could be a problem with the weight.
Why would the passengers do that?
To run away from the animals.
What sort of animals would that be?
I don't know. Maybe also a snake could be really scaring for people and they run away.
Mm-hmm. How far do you think it's possible to prevent animals straying onto an airfield? And do you think it should be a high priority, given that any animals are likely to be noticed and dealt with quickly?
I think it could be a priority in the African airport, not in our airport, because the animals in our country are not so big. But I think that must be always checked around the airport in the African airdrome, It should be a really dangerous problem, and animals who came into the runway.
Do you think it's possible to prevent animals straying onto an airfield?
I don't know, really. It's possible, maybe, with some other animals to catch the problem. I don't know. Like the birds and the eagles, something similar. Could be with dogs, maybe. I think it's the only way to catch, to avoid this problem.
What animals might be a problem in, for example?
I think that the most dangerous problem is the bird strike, nothing else. There is no big animals who can come into the airfield.
Okay. Can you tell me about any other situation or incident?
Incident, the runway incursion. Is an incident. I know that there is a really big incident in Italy, in the Milan airport, of a runway incursion of a Germany Cessna 172 who came into the runway during the taking off of MD-80. They lost the tail wing and they crashed in the hangar, causing a lot of die.
When was that?
Recently, I think 2000, not so far from this date.
Do you know the reason for that incursion?
There was a lot of fog. The controllers hadn't the ground radar. And there was a missing understood of the right position of the Cessna 172.
Do you think that similar incident could happen today?
I think yes, could be a problem. Also in the small airport, who not every only the crowded airport has a ground radar, not the smaller one. So the pilot need to be really concentrated. This work will need a lot of concentration, both for the pilot and the ATC.
Okay, thank you. That's the end of the interview.